Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
This is Big D, Daryl Nethery, the new voice of Live 95.5 from the popular Facebook page, What's Happening in Coleman, bringing you a new talk show right here on Live 95.5, the Big D Radio Show. It's on every Thursday at 6:30 p.m. following Path Changers Radio Show. The Big D Radio Show will not only promote one of my favorite organizations called Saving Forgotten Warriors, but we'll also spotlight local musicians, have them in studio to talk with Big D. First on the show, my pastor, Pastor Bobby Hill from New Life Church right here in Coleman, located on 11th Street, which is actually Wealthy Road. Welcome in.
Welcome. Yes, I'm glad to be here. Thank you, Big D.
Well, I'm glad to have you in here. Basically, what we want to do, everything should be blessed. And I believe the radio should be blessed also.
Absolutely.
So that's why we have you in here. We'd like for you to say a blessing over the Big D Radio Show, and we'll go on to some other guests and bring you right back in. How does that sound?
Good deal. Yes, glad to be here with you. Yeah, Father God, we're so thankful for every opportunity to show honor and show forth your glory. And Father, it's a privilege to be part of this tonight, the launching of the Big D Radio Show, that we ask for your wisdom and your provision for Big D as he leads in this effort. And that God, as he promotes the organization of Saving Forgotten Warriors. Father, we know that Jesus Christ is the full example of what sacrifice means, to bring us the freedom that we have in you, that you've called us to you and you call us your family. And made us one with you. And Father, we're thankful for these veterans that have given of themselves, their lives, their families, their provisions. And many times there's those who are forgotten. And how sad that is for us, Father. And we're seeking out this time, this opportunity with this organization, this radio show, to bring all those together that they can know that they're appreciated, that you will fill their hearts with your love and your peace, and that, Father, that your glory will shine forth in all these efforts and all these endeavors. That, Father, that together as a community we'll come together and we'll be as one and we'll show forth the light that shines to the world that says that Jesus Christ is the Lord of all. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for that. And coming up next, we're going to have Eric here with Shallow Side. They're going to have a big concert tomorrow night, Coleman Civic Center, along with several other bands. So stay tuned with Eric with Shallow Side here on the Big D Radio Show.
Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
Did you know that you can save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill? Since 2004, Cyber Broadband has been known across Coleman County as the only provider to bring broadband internet access to rural areas not served by cable or telephone providers, and all without those pesky data caps. Now, Cyber Broadband, which is a locally owned and operated company, is introducing a competitive broadband product, Cyber Next Gen DSL, available through Cyber Broadband for on average 10% less than the other providers. Get those cyber benefits, like a $10 referral discount for anyone else that you refer to the service, or a bundle with the Cyber Broadband cellular service. Save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill today. More information is available at cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Not available in all areas. Generally, if you sign up for broadband service through another company and their promotional discount has expired, Cyber's retail price will be 10% less than the competition standard pricing or better. Chances are, if you don't qualify for the phone company's DSL, you won't qualify for Cyber's next-gen DSL service either, but you may still qualify for Cyber Broadband's radio service. More information is available at www.cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Woo, it's tough work, but somebody's got to do it.
Hey, this is Eric from your hometown band, Shellside, inviting you to our biggest show, our CD release party, January 13th at the Coleman Civic Center in Coleman. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Ultimate VIP and VIP experience also available. Yeah. It's our CD release party with Save and Able. Doors open at 6. Find more info at Shellside.net. Friday, January 13th at the Coleman Civic Center. Save and Able and Shellside. See you guys at the Rock Show.
Hey, this is Big D back on the Big D Radio Show, bringing you Eric from Shellside. Thank you for being in with us, Eric.
Hey, thank you guys for having us, man.
Man, we are just fired up.
Pulling us in with the journey. I like that.
Hey.
Yes.
That's classic stuff right there.
I like it. I'm a fan.
So, just talking with Eric just a little bit, telling us he's basically from the Cold Springs area. So, these guys are from Coleman. And, Eric, tell us a little bit about your band.
So, we started playing music, I guess like any other band, you know, with a garage or a shed. And then we kind of started to developing into, you know, the party scene, and then the parties grew to where it got too big to be just a, you know, your friends and family type party. And then we developed it in Coleman, in Hansville. We were playing at the JC Arena several times, and then the Coleman took us to Birmingham, that took us to Huntsville, that took us to Nashville, that took us to Atlanta. And then fast forward 6 years, and here we are. We travel, you know, 250 dates out of the year, and we're traveling all over the country. We've had four of our singles played on national syndicated radio stations, and we've done well for ourselves, and we worked extremely hard. We've kept the charisma that Coleman has given us, and we've channeled that and shoved it in a lot of people's faces.
Wow, that's incredible. And to be successful in anything that you do, you have to stay at it every single day. And it sounds like that's exactly what you guys are doing.
Yeah, there's the rule of the 10,000-hour rule. You heard of it?
I have not, but
so,
tell me about
so
it.
So the 10,000-hour rule claims that if you stay persistent at one trade or job and you put in 10,000 hours, at that point you've became a professional at it. So we're not quite at 10,000, but we're definitely continuously working hard and striving. But that's the nature of the band and who we are and the people that we were raised by and the people that we grew up around. Hard work and dedication will absolutely get you where you want to be.
So just for the listeners, won't you tell us the other bandmates' names so they all know who exactly they are?
So Seth Trimble, he's our guitar player. Cody Hampton, he's our bass player. And Heath Fields, our drummer. And I'm Eric.
All right, great.
And I'm the dancer.
And he's the dancer.
No, I'm just kidding.
So now, did you say that every one of you was actually from the Coleman area?
Cody, our bass player, he is from Danville, Decatur area. Me and Heath and Seth, we all grew up in Cold Springs. And that's that was kind of our stomping grounds. The news likes to call it Wilbur, but if you grow up around there, you know it's called Bug Tussle. But
Bug Tussle, that's exactly right.
We usually don't tell a lot of people that just because of you already get a rap if you're from Alabama, and we keep a good head on our shoulders. So telling people it's Bug Tussle
usually comes with a lot of jokes.
Yeah, so. I can see you being in Atlanta saying, well, we're from Bug Tussle, okay?
Absolutely.
So tell us what kind of music you play.
Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
Straightforward rock and roll. We play the stuff that we enjoy. We write music for ourselves, and we perform music for the people who need it. We thoroughly believe that music is a therapy. It definitely is a therapy for us while we're writing it, and then while performing it, a lot of people are able to take it in, sit down. They take the CDs home with them, they listen to them. We get a lot of testimonies from a lot of people that come back to us, and they're like, I was going through a hard time, and it was your music that was able to help us through. And those are the times that we're able to really like sit back and ask ourselves, what kind of music are we making? And we're making music to help ourselves and help other people along the way.
Now, out of all the music that you're actually playing, how much of it is actually written by the band?
All of it.
All of it?
Yeah, we're a complete original band. Well, I say all of it, and we just released a Styx cover of Renegade.
Excellent.
Yeah, so that's a song that we're actually out promoting right now, along with the show tomorrow. So we have a show at the Coleman Civic Center tomorrow. Excuse me. And we're going to be playing the entire new CD that we have out.
That's awesome. So out of your all the dates that you have, 250 in a year, how often are you in Coleman?
One.
Just one.
It's literally been the last time that we played in Coleman was at the JC Arena. There was probably somewhere around 500 kids there at that show, and the show developed so much, and Coleman at that time was a dry county and dry city, so there was no bars, there was no venues, there's still no venues, but our management team had to take us to Birmingham, and where we developed a nice following there, and then grew to Huntsville, where we developed a following there as well. So now we're back, and we're doing things in Coleman.
Awesome. So tell me the other bands that's going to be with you tomorrow night at the Coleman Civic Center.
We got a Down South, Dark Before Dawn, Save and Able, Be at the Means, and Shallow Side. The three of the bands are from Alabama: Dark Before Dawn, Down South, and Be at the Means. They're all from Alabama, and then Save and Able is not too far away from here. Are you familiar with the band?
I am.
There you go. They're from they like to call it the Tennessee area.
So Tennessee.
Yeah, Tennessee and Mississippi. Which, if you see them, you're going to really recognize that visual just by the first look there.
Yeah, Eric doesn't know I'm actually a DJ with Cosmic Sound DJ Entertainment, so I try to keep
up.
I try to keep up with the bands.
Look at you go.
I've got to keep these guys going. Hey, look, we've got the cover of Renegade, and we're actually going to go out with it here. Thank you, Eric, for being in studio with us here on the Big D Radio Show.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it greatly.
Hey, we thank you guys so very much for keeping music alive and bringing it back home to Coleman. That's something that we personally appreciate, and I'm sure that the listeners appreciate that as well. There's not a lot of stuff at some point in Coleman. A lot of people could say there's not a lot going on here. We want more. A lot of people were looking to grow up and move out, and things are starting to develop around here, and we're excited that you guys have this station, and you guys are pushing and doing things just as hard as we are. We see that. We appreciate that.
Well, we appreciate you, and actually on the Big D Radio Show, we're going to highlight a musician every week, a band, a solo singer, just to let everybody in Coleman know about everybody out here that's really working hard.
There you go.
And want a break.
And I'm sure that the year is going to be filled up. There's a lot of incredible musicians, songwriters right here in Coleman.
Exactly. And look, come back anytime you want to. Get on the Big D Radio Show. We'd be glad to have you.
And the next time we stop by, we'll play some acoustic for you.
Hey, that sounds great.
All right.
Appreciate you being in the studio with us. We'll be back with the Big D Radio Show in just a minute.
My life from the long arm of the Lord. Lord, man, he's putting into my running, and I'm so far from my home. Oh, mama, I can hear you crying, you're so scared and all alone. Coming down from the gallows.
face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Hey, this is Eric from your hometown band, Shellside, inviting you to our biggest show, our CD release party, January 13th at the Coleman Civic Center in Coleman. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Ultimate VIP and VIP experience also available. It's our CD release party with Save and Able. Doors open at 6. Find more info at Shellside.net. Friday, January 13th at the Coleman Civic Center. Save and Able and Shellside. See you guys at the Rock Show.
Big D back here on the Big D Radio Show. Bringing in Jeremy Hogan. Jeremy is the CEO and founder of Saving Forgotten Warriors, along with Trent, right here in studio. Hey, thanks for coming in tonight.
I really, really appreciate you inviting us in, and we look forward to kind of trying to keep up an update weekly with you. It's amazing to actually have you on the radio now instead of actually reaching out to you on what's happening in Coleman. So it's been
I appreciate that. You know, I heard about Saving Forgotten Warriors early in 2016. I was notified by a young lady. And I actually met with these guys at Sweet Pepper's Deli.
I sure did.
And let me tell you something. By the end of our 45-minute visit, I think every one of us was crying.
Yes. Yes.
We was.
It's usually how it goes. It's kind of funny. We have a running joke with SFW. Usually when I go speak with anybody, because of the passion that I have in this organization and what we do, there's usually not many dry eyes in the community, in the congregation or in the group, you know. So it's nice to see that people can feel the passion that we're giving towards what we're trying to do. So having that and having your past with what's going on with you and with your son, and that's something that's we feel dear about, you know, and that's where we know you come from with your passion and what you want to do and what you want to see done for the veterans in the community. So being able to have somebody like yourself behind it, knowing that we can do something for our brothers and sisters, and having you there to facilitate a lot of these things that we need done has benefited us tremendously, and it allows us to live vicariously through your son and everybody else that has done that and exactly. Paid that ultimate sacrifice. And that is something very important to us, and we want to be able to remember all those that have done this for us to live in this country. And I know people think this country's really in bad situation right now, but I promise you, if you look around and look at the strength in this community and the strength in all of our communities, if we can just pause for a minute, take time out, and start helping each other out instead of bad naming or whatever you want to do it, you know, try to love on people. And that's what Saving Forgotten Warriors is all about, is just loving on people.
Exactly. And Brother Bobby Hill is still here, and hopefully we can talk with him and get you out to New Life Church here pretty soon and let you speak
would
at our
it.
Church. That would be
would
awesome.
Love it. Definitely.
So, as Jeremy had spoke about my son that many people don't know, he was killed in Iraq November 1st, 2006. He was actually driving a Bradley tank, and he ran over two IEDs that were stacked on top of each other, so he was killed instantly. And that is Kevin James Ellenberg with the 4th ID Infantry out of Fort Hood, Texas. So,
and that's the reason Trent, myself, and everybody at SFW do what we do, is because of those that have given that ultimate sacrifice. I've had plenty of my friends in my mind that I consider family do that same thing. And for us to come back and not have that problem or not have Trent's issue, I mean, Trent's an amputee, stepped on a landmine and blew his right leg off at 18. So for me to come back without physical wounds, I feel a need to be able to make sure that my brothers and sisters are taken care of, because they've done that and they've paid that ultimate sacrifice, or their family members have, just by enduring the situation that they were in. It's tough. It's very, very tough, not only for us as veterans, but for the family members too, like yourself, to endure what you had to endure is something very intense for us and for those that have to go through it. So for us to be able to give back just a little bit of what we're doing, it means a lot, you know. So to have us be able to go out for or in like your son's name, for instance, and do this stuff and make for him and for what he did for us means a lot to us. So we appreciate everything. And believe it or not, meeting with you for the first time when we sat down and we talked and we talked about that. And then you and I have built a relationship over this year, which exactly. has been amazing, being able to not only you help us get the word out and raise awareness of what we're actually trying to do, not just for Coleman. I mean, we want to do this for all of our veterans. Now, we started here in Coleman, and we want to continue doing what we're doing here in Coleman. We have big plans this year for what we're trying to do in Coleman. Last year, being that we just started out, was a learning curve.
Exactly. I'm sure it was. So next, I want to turn to Trent before I come back to you. And we're going to talk about how Saving the Forgotten Warriors actually began
right.
and where we're at right now and where we plan on going. Okay. So, Trent, what I want to know from you, working with Jeremy out here 6 days, 7 days a week, tell me what you see out of these veterans that you're helping, the help. Surely it just has to make them all happy for someone to actually care and show up.
No doubt. There's definitely a lot of hope and joy that we get to see definitely show up in these veterans' lives. And it's definitely a blessing to be a part of it, and we get to see it every day.
To be able to see them smile.
Exactly.
Or to look at us and have talked about how many times they've reached out to other organizations. Trent and I see this daily. Like, when we show up or when we get a call, we do an assessment. They don't think we're going to show up.
Wow.
When we show up, their eyes are bigger than they can ever
I can just imagine.
And they just look at us like, why? What are you? Why me? Why come help me? We've got one that we've been working with, Kevin, and we've been working with him all year. And we finally got him situated and moving into a new apartment. And I remember when Trent and Dustin, that used to help us, was going over there to help him, just get him to and from the VA. Well, when we came to his situation, it was far worse than just needing a ride to the VA. And that's where I think we succeed and others don't, because we don't just turn a blind eye to something. When we come to you and we look at you as a veteran, we look to see exactly everything that you have going on and the things that you need complete. I don't want to walk away from a veteran without helping them in every way possible, because they've given so much to us. Trent, I mean, for instance, when I met Trent, Trent was one of those veterans that needed help, and I mentored him and still do, and now Trent is doing the same thing. So it's
that is awesome.
It's amazing to see these men and women. Even, I mean, we've had one that was reaching out to every single organization she could think of for so long, and when she reached out to us, within 2 hours we were at her house and taking care of what she needed taken care of, and she just could not believe it. She's like, "Where did y'all come from?" And I'm like, "Look, I mean, this is a God thing. It's definitely something that God has put on our hearts and made sure that we know how to go." Because I wake up every day going, "Lord, just put me in the direction you need.
Exactly.
Put me in the direction and push me, and I'll go there." You know, and He does every day. Every single day I wake up, and every single day He blesses us with being able to help a veteran or many. I mean,
that is awesome.
We helped, I think, four.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, being able to do that on a daily basis, 7 days a week, even.
Right.
I mean, there's some days that, I mean, some weeks we don't get no breaks, and sometimes we get a day or so, but and for the most part, we're pretty much busy all the time.
And like today, it was just a simple ride down to the VA. But beforehand, they didn't know how they were going to get this veteran down there, and they said the entire way they couldn't thank us enough.
Wow. So why don't we go back to the very beginning? Your very first call for help.
Wow. So back in January, we're coming up on the anniversary of that. January 28th, I was going over to my to the grocery store or to the convenience store up the road from me, and the ladies there knew kind of that I help veterans there here and there or whatever. So they had warned me or explained to me about a veteran up the street that needed some assistance. I didn't know what I was getting myself into. I went up there and just really tried to assess the situation, got him some help, and then we turned it into a 4-week project. And in that 4-week project, it came to light that there were so many more veterans in Coleman that were doing without or that needed something that we could provide. I mean, we could reach out to them, and I can build a deck if I need to, or I can build a ramp, right. Or I can repair something for you. I don't mind, you know. And that was it became my way of being able to give back. And then others like Trent and the other ones that just kept coming in saying they wanted to help, and we just kept growing it. And we're at almost a year now, and we've helped 85 veterans this year. We've got 180 something on our list that need assistance, and more call every day with more assistance needed. Wow. So it's something that we definitely are getting the word out. We're definitely doing what we need to do, and we're doing it successfully, so that for gives us more reason to do it every day. You know, being able to see these men and women go from where they are to where they are to where they are after we've helped them is huge, because it's almost a complete different person. Their confidence builds when they know they got somebody supporting them. And it's not that we don't hand out, we hand up. We definitely we support our veterans to the point of making sure they can get themselves back up. I'm not in this organization or in this we don't do this to give veterans money or handout or anything like that. We do it to turn them back into who they were before.
Exactly.
And that's the biggest thing about a veteran, is if you can give that veteran a mission or a reason to, that's all it takes. And they will go with it, and they will make sure they succeed. And that's what I love seeing, and we see it every day.
And, you know, Carmen Gillette, my associate producer tonight, she's always told me that things that I do, that I have an addictive personality on certain things that I do. And that's what I see out of you and Trent and the other people. Now, you are so focused on saving forgotten warriors and the almost satisfaction that you get by helping these people.
I don't remember who I was talking to not too long ago, but it's almost like an addiction, because you see these veterans and you're helping them, and you see them turn their lives around, and then you get another one that's needing it. So it almost becomes an obsession for sure. But it's more with me. It's my calling. It's what God put me here on this earth to do, is to go experience that and then come home and turn around and use my experiences to teach these other veterans how to prosper in life after their service. A lot of these men and women don't know what they're going to do after service, and they're blinded by their service time. So being able to give them a little bit of light and give them a little bit of assistance and point them in the right direction, they take off walking, and next thing you know, they're running towards it. And just like Trent, like honestly, if Trent, in February, I took Trent.
If you would have told me a year ago that today I would be enrolled in Wallace and renting my own place again, and I would have looked at you like you was crazy.
It is a beautiful thing to see how far. Trent is my first that I've mentored in home. Now I have Sage, William Sage Smith. You know, he came to us back in October. Well, Trent was my first that I dented at home. This is what gave me the insight and the mind to maybe do this in a mass situation where we're doing the ranch, okay? So with Trent, I took him in February, so we're coming up on his year mark. And in less than a year's time, this kid has turned himself – I say kid, and I say that – and a nice
he is young. Look at him. He's got a baby's face. What are you talking about?
He is very young. He lost he lost his leg at a very young age. So that alone in itself put him through a spiral that he had to learn how to get out of. And when he come home to lack of support. Being able to support Trent in his growth and his healing is what give Trent the power to do what he's doing today. I've seen this young man go from a toothpick. I mean, he literally came to me skin and bones. I mean, he was just stressed out to the gill. He couldn't figure out how to get going. He just couldn't. He was walking on a leg that he'd been walking on for a couple of years. Yeah, 5 years. The thing was, you're only supposed to walk on prosthetic for two.
Wow.
You know, you get them renewed every two, or replaced every 2 years. He'd been on that same one for five. So when he came to me, he was really broken down. He was really beat up and just was giving up on life. I mean, he just was done. He just was tired of fighting it. Watching him in this short period of time turn his life completely around to now he's renting his own place. He's actually going to school.
That is incredible.
And he works with me every single day when he's not in school. So that is amazing in itself alone. If I did that, just Trent, if I just handled Trent for the year, I'd be completely and utterly satisfied with what I've turned around. But we do this with so many veterans. It's not just Trent. And it's amazing to be able to be a part of that. For God to bless me and my family and those that are involved in Saving Forgotten Warriors to be able to go forth and do something like this has given us the energy, if you will, and the stamina to continue. So this year alone, I mean, we're looking at some big projects coming up. So I'm hoping everybody's ready for what's coming to Coleman, because we've got some huge things going on, and I would love to see the community's involvement, which they've been amazing. The community, Coleman is definitely one of the reasons we are successful, because this Coleman itself is so very patriotic. We have roughly 8,000 veterans in this community. Having that in this community gives us the community reach that we need to be able to grow this organization into what it needs to be able to take care of our brothers and sisters. Having people like yourself and the other businesses that have been willing to work with us and get this done has given us the energy and the ability to get it done. So there's nothing we could have done this year without the community, without you, without all the others involved, and mainly God. I mean, without him, exactly, you ain't getting nothing done.
Exactly.
So that's where we've come with it, and I believe the community is ready to see what we're going to do for real. This year was our, I call it a pilot program. We took the first year and really had to learn a lot. I mean, I don't know how to run a nonprofit.
Right.
You know? I'm kind of learning now. But at the beginning, I had no clue what a nonprofit really did. And I didn't understand the legalities behind it or any of that stuff. So there's been a lot of learning this year. And 2017 is going to come up. We're going to actually make this something very special that all the community can get involved. So.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break here in just a minute. We're going to give a prop out to Mad Dog Mike's Barbecue out in Berlin, inside the Berlin Quick Stop. He gave us some complimentary barbecue pizza. Man, this is really
Mike
great.
Hayes. Mike Hayes. I love that guy.
I used to work with him many years ago, and of course his nickname was Freebird back then, and still is. He's a great guy. He's a hard worker.
He is.
And we appreciate Mike Hayes so much. And also Jeweler's Cut, which is located next door to Burger King over in that little mini mall. Great place to buy jewelry. They custom make jewelry for you. Incredible prices. They'll even give you some financing options to help you out. What a family owned.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, on what's happening in Coleman, that's exactly what I do. Coleman small business owners, because we want to push the small business owners
that's
in
it.
Coleman. So we're going to be right back, and we're going to ask Jeremy about the future plans of Saving Forgotten Warriors, and he'll have plenty to say. It's the Big D Radio Show. We'll be back in just a moment.
Eric from your hometown band, Shellside, inviting you to our biggest show, our CD release party, January 13th at the Coleman Civic Center in Coleman. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Ultimate VIP and VIP experience also available. It's our CD release party with Save and Able. Doors open at 6. Find more info at Shellside.net. Friday, January 13th at the Coleman Civic Center, Save and Able and Shellside. See you guys at the Rock Show.
Make up your heart. Don't know if you're happy or complaining. Don't want for us to win. Where do I start? First you wanna go to the left, then you wanna turn right. Wanna argue all day.
Hey guys, Let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Live 95, Cullman's independent radio, is proud to present yet another local community program for Cullman. Join us immediately following Sports Talk Live on Thursdays for a brand new show that will help our listeners focus on lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Join host Sandy Seibert each and every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. for Path Changers, Habits of Health. Immediately following Sports Talk Live, right here on the station that is all about Cullman, by Cullman, for Cullman. Live 95.5 FM, Cullman's independent radio. Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio, from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's independent radio, WRJMLP Cullman.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Cullman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Cullman since 1989, Cullman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Cullman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Cullman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Cullman Sports Fit is a proud provider of silver sneakers and silver fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Cullman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit CullmanSportsFit.com.
Attention Cullman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95cullman.com today. Or visit our website, live95cullman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Cullman's independent radio.
Hey, it's Big D right back here with Trent and Jeremy Hogan of Saving Forgotten Warriors. Let's talk about the ranch, which is the long-term goal for
Saving Forgotten Warriors.
Let's talk about that for a
minute. So this year, doing what we've done, I don't know if God was playing with me or not, but about 3 months ago, I was joking with my neighbor about what he could do to support us. He had been wanting and asking for some time now. And I was joking with him. I said, you know what? If you let me use your land to build a ranch, that would be able to help us. And he responded back with, go ahead. And I was joking.
Wow,
I looked at him and I said, are you serious? He said, yes. I said, okay. So that kind of put it in motion and started working the wheels. And God's put it on my heart this year to see about going ahead and securing all the land back there that I have and my neighbor has and starting to build a ranch that'll house 120 veterans. Now, it'll house 120 veterans. If we have 120 at all times, that's not going to be the case. But we'll be working on a bunch of different programs. We have a program being built right now for the ranch that will address all the facets that veterans face when they're either coming out or they've been out for a while and they've gotten into certain issues like homelessness, drug addiction, and all that stuff. And we'll try to turn their lives around just like we did with Trent and Sage and a couple others that we've done. So we want to do it on a bigger scale. This ranch is going to start out around 58 acres. With that, housing 120 veterans. It's going to be a huge situation. I mean, a huge.
So now, are you going to let these veterans have long-term stays there?
No, it's going to start. We won't have anything like lifelong. Okay. The way it's going to work out is the program is 6 months long. We will have resident housing where they, if they're going to college and they don't have a family support in their area or whatever, and they need to have a place to lay their head while they're going to college, so they don't have to worry about the stresses of that. We'll provide that in a certain situation. Not all situations will be that way, but for the most part, it's going to be anywhere about 3 to 6 month programs. They'll come out, they'll go through. We have 7 stages, and the stages they'll start out with depends on what their assessment is. Like with at the beginning, Trent would have came to us as the full gabbit. Like he would have started out at the very beginning and worked his way all the way through them. At this point in time, he would be at the very, pretty much the very last stage, which is the transitional career development stage. This is where he starts school. He starts working on his career, his future goals, what he's planning on doing when he leaves the ranch. So, and all that we'll have addressed everything that we've been able to research and see as a problem with our veterans now. This 22 a day is really what we're trying to take a bite out of. The 22 a day that kill themselves because they're lost, because they can't figure out how to transition, because we're blaming PTSD. PTSD isn't the reason these men and women are killing themselves. They're getting out. They're stressed out. They have no hope because they can't figure it out on their own. That is where they fall short. The military falls short by training these men and women for war and not transitioning back to a civilian.
Exactly.
This is something that we will address, and I'm praying that the Lord allows us to address this at such a mass that we do take a huge chunk out of that 22 a day, and that is my biggest goal. Like, I want to see these men and women leaving that ranch with the biggest smile on their face and ready to conquer the world in their environment. You know, and I believe we can. I've seen it firsthand by just doing the small mentoring I've done with just a few.
So let's go ahead and tell our listeners right now about the GoFundMe account that you have created and what our goal is.
So Facebook has got its own. It's not GoFundMe. It's through PayPal. Okay. So it is a Facebook app or a Facebook add-on that you can add, and it's on our page. It's $100,000 right now, and that I set that goal to give us, I guess, a turning point, because once we hit that goal right there, we can go ahead and start breaking ground.
Okay.
We can start looking at building these buildings, actually really start delving into what the issues are facing. We'll start out with a smaller house, and then we'll grow that ranch into what we're looking to do over the next few years. Now, our plan this year is to secure the land and secure one of those apartments to start. If we can secure the land this year and secure one of those apartments this year, or by the end of this year, we can start our program 2018 coming out the gate. And by the end of 2018, we can actually see a large amount of success instead of the small amount of success that we're seeing right now.
And just besides the cabins that you're going to build? What other buildings, facilities
are you
going to have?
This will be a complete campus. By the time we're done, we're going to have a chapel on the premises. We will have apartment residences. We're going to build small cabins along the waterway that we have out there. These will not be full-term living quarters. The living quarters will be apartment-style barracks, if you will. The reason being is that we want to have a mentor around enough of the veterans himself, because in a cabin you can only have 3 to 4 veterans in one. Not to mention the cost to build a barracks compared to build enough of the cabins to place that many veterans is different. And being able to build these apartments or these barracks, whatever you want to call them, will be cheaper for us, and it'll help us reach our goal faster. Right. So and now that we've actually got a developer in with us doing this, it's come to light that building the cabins would not be the most feasible direction to go. It looks great. I love the idea. But in reality, building these apartments, they're 2 apartments. It's like a duplex, really.
Okay.
And each apartment's going to have 9 rooms. Each room will have 2 bunks in it. It's very minimalist in the rooms. That way they don't stay in their rooms. They come out into the common areas and work. You'll have computer center in the common area, stuff like that, so they can do the required work. I mean, this is not going to be them just come here and stick it out for 6 months,
right,
and it's supposed to change your life. No, they're going to come, and they will have a full 8-hour day course to follow every single day. Not to mention, they will be required to volunteer so much of the outreach program too.
Excellent.
So,
excellent.
In all, they'll pay it forward while they're learning how to take care of themselves in light of their situation. It changes their whole mindset.
So I've seen that the goal on the page right now is $100,000.
Yes, sir.
So what are you going to do with that first $100,000 building on the land?
We will have with the first $100,000 that will secure a portion of the land, and we'll build one of the apartments.
Okay.
So, and that's going to take a lot of negotiating with the organizations around and that are willing to jump in on board. We have a lot more going on behind the scenes. I've been in a lot of meetings since the 1st of January. There has come a lot since January 1st. I've been really thrilled with what's happened over the last 12 days.
Right.
Being able to talk to certain organizations that have caught wind of what we're doing could project us even further than what we were doing before. So, with that being said, I mean we're gonna be able to do anything. We're gonna work with the community colleges, trying to get them certified as they come through the program. We're gonna have companies come on board to help teach skill sets, so these men and women leave us with a skill set, a certification, and are ready to conquer. I mean that's the whole goal, is to make sure that they are well fitted to go out in society and be a positive role model.
Right. Well, let me tell you, thank you from me personally for what you do. You help so many people. It's incredible. The drive that you and Trent have and everybody else that works with you, it's very much appreciated.
And we absolutely love it and want to change it.
So we will have you here on the Big D Radio Show weekly. If you can drop by, give us a weekly access of what's going on. Tell us monthly what your goal is, how far you are to the goal.
Right. Well, right now, if there are any veterans listening and they need assistance, please check our Facebook out or call us at our office. Our office number is 256-747-5006. We don't answer after hours right now.
Okay.
But if you do, if you're a veteran and you need some type of assistance, give us a call. Let us see what we can do to help you. If you're not a veteran and you want to volunteer, you're more than welcome to give us a call or check us out on our Facebook page. I try to keep that Facebook page up to date to the minute of needs.
Right,
so, and we have needs daily. They come in daily, and a lot of times you can't even react fast enough and they get filled. So it's been amazing to see what our community has done over this last year. There's a lot of help needed, so please check us out.
We appreciate it. Thanks for being in with the Big D Radio Show. Shout out to Jewelers Cut, offering fine jewelry at affordable prices, and Mad Dog Mike's Barbecue, some of the great barbecue that you can have right here in Coleman. And we will be back with Pastor Bobby Hill from the New Life Church here in Coleman to end the first show. We'll be right back.
Amen.
Hey, guys. guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best, so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Hey, this is Eric from your hometown band, Shellside, inviting you to our biggest show, our CD release party, January 13th at the Coleman Civic Center in Coleman. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Ultimate VIP and VIP experience also available. It's our CD release party with Save and Able. Doors open at 6. Find more info at Shellside.net. Friday, January 13th at the Coleman Civic Center. Save and Able and Shellside. See you guys at the Rock Show.
What do I need to say about New Life
Show? This is Big D back here on the Big D Radio Show. Pastor Bobby, he's over here just, he's ready to talk. Man, he's a, look, when it's time to talk at church, we all just listen.
I don't have a problem with that. Yeah.
You do not have a problem with that. We appreciate Carmen Gillette coming in and being our producer for the night, and she's done a great job. So we appreciate her. And
thank you, Carmen.
Yeah, we were giving props to Mad Dog Mike's Barbecue because we love the food so much. So, Carmen, why don't you tell them what you like the most about Mad Dog Mike's Barbecue?
His beans.
His beans, the baked beans. She's like, that's the most incredible beans I think I've ever had.
They're the best.
So, Bobby, let's go back to New Life Church. I've actually attended New Life Church since about 1992, and it's my home. Mm-hmm. I've been to other churches in Coleman, great churches in Coleman all over, but New Life is my home. And we are so blessed to have you there as our pastor. It's just incredible, the messages that you give us weekly. And it's probably like me and everybody else. Every message that you say every Sunday, it definitely is towards me. And I know it is. And I think everybody feels that way, but... it's just incredible the messages that you give and how God talks to you. So why don't you tell us a little bit what you have to say?
Well, New Life Church, I've been there almost 18 years. For me, that's been a lifetime commitment as pastor. I never really had the call to pastor a church or necessarily to be a pastor, but I felt very distinctly that God, you know, called me to be the pastor at New Life Church. And so it's such a privilege. I love being the pastor at New Life Church. And so there's just an excitement and a passion inside of me that God has worked there. You know, just thinking about the gospel and all that it is. In many ways, I think we've diminished what that really is to some kind of religious activity. And yet it is God's eternal purpose to reconcile all things to himself. So there's something much bigger here going on than just church or religion. And
exactly.
It's about what God is doing in all of creation. And he has chose to involve us in that and to let us participate. And so in that reconciliation, he's reconciling us into himself. And he's done that by his indwelling presence. And that's just something, if you talk to me very long, and I'm sure every Sunday, you know, you probably hear something I repeat every Sunday, but it's about the indwelling presence of God. I mean, just how incredible is it to think that this God who created everything and could live anywhere has chose man as his dwelling place. And so he chose to abide with us, in union with us. And so, you know, that message to me is just incredible, and being able to get that out to people and let them hear that, to hear that gospel of what Jesus Christ has done and all that he is, and that has resulted in his presence being within us. And sure there is, you know, a lot of times people reduce Christianity to, you know, stamping that ticket for heaven in the future, but God has designed the kingdom for here and now for us to experience the benefits of that. So, you know, just to try to sum that up, one of the things that New Life really focuses on, one of our slogans is to provide opportunities and remove obstacles. And so we see a lot of obstacles in people's way of knowing God. And so we want to remove those obstacles. So anytime we can identify an obstacle, whether it's something religious or something personal, we want to remove those obstacles so that people can truly know God. Because once we know God, we then love Him and we follow Him. We're committed to Him.
Exactly. And you know, one of the things that I think, and even me personally, with the world that we live in today and the things that we see, we often feel isolated as an individual. But what people don't realize is that God never leaves you. He's always standing right beside us.
Yes.
He's always there to comfort you. Mm-hmm. If you'll commit to Him fully, mm-hmm. give your life to Him,
yes.
He's always there. And I think as a society right now, with all the things that's going on in the world, that's what so many people get stuck on.
Mm-hmm.
What about me?
Yes.
You know, and it's just having faith. To me, that's one of the best words I think I've ever heard is faith.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to have that faith every single moment in your life. Because He'll never leave you.
Absolutely. And I think that's part of the problem. I think many times people go with their feelings. And, you know, the circumstances around us and our feelings say, well, you know, there is no God. And we have to believe and trust that He is real, that He is with us. And that He does never leave us. I repeat a lot that we need to have a conscious awareness of His presence within us. And so there's times in my life, in my everyday life, that I have to think about, consciously think
right.
about that, okay, He's with me. I don't feel like it right now.
Exactly.
I don't feel good. The circumstances around me are horrible, but I have to consciously remind myself that God is with me. He is my Father. And that I can trust Him. He loves
exactly.
me.
Exactly. What would we do without Him? It would be just, you know, because I tell everybody in my life, I am absolutely nothing without Him.
Yes.
And it's just a true statement. And it's a true statement for everybody.
Sure it is.
You know, it's just His love that He gives me, mm-hmm. the guidance that He gives me. Now, granted, he has shaken his head at me a few times. And Carmen's over here saying, yeah, we don't need that.
Well, we are His children, and He treats us that way. He loves us that way. He is a good, good Father, the psalm says. But it's a fact, it's truth, that He loves us like His children.
Exactly. Well, it's so good to have you here with me.
It's my pleasure.
This very first edition of the Big D Radio Show.
Glad to be part of it.
And definitely want you to come back.
Sure.
And we will talk about new life, and we'll talk about our Heavenly Father and how much we love Him and how much He loves us.
Yes.
So thanks again to the sponsors, Jewelers Cut, Coleman, located in the mini mall over by Burger King on 31 South. What a great selection of jewelry they have. They custom make jewelry for you, affordable prices. They've got some financing options for you. And Mad Dog Mike's Barbecue, Mike Hayes. Incredible food that he serves every single day. We appreciate him here on the Big D Radio Show. Thanks, everybody, for being tuned in. We've had a great time, haven't we, Bobby?
Absolutely.
Haven't we, Carmen?
We have.
Yay. Don't forget, check me out on my popular Facebook page, What's Happening in Coleman, every single day, where we promote small business owners right here in Coleman. Next week, Thursday, 6:30 p.m., tune in again for the Big D Radio Show. God bless you and God bless America. Have a great week.
You're a real life fantasy, you're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully, let's start living dangerously. Talk to me, baby.
Broadcasting from the People's Bank of Alabama studio. From a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Coleman's independent radio. WRJMLP, Coleman.